I have not gone to the moon yet. It is far, far away. The calculation is wrong.
Oh.
I'm going to a long time.
It must be the wrong time.
Yeah. Or something. Not moon.
How many,
Yeah, among this country.
Moon planet is farther.
Yeah.
Oh. Because they say that the moon planet is the closest planet to the Earth. That's their calculation. They say that it orbits around the Earth. And then that the Earth orbits the sun.
No, no. What is it? According to them, what is the distance of sun planet?
Sun planet is 93 million miles.
Mm-hmm. They say the moon planet is only 250,000 miles.
say that they measured the moon.
Huh?
They say that they've measured the moon and it's very small compared to the Earth. It's very tiny.
Oh, wow.
If it's longer distance than the sun, but still it appears so big in the sky, it must be a very large planet.
Imagine that. Yeah. Wow.
Don't you sun.
The sun is moving. We had about that. There are thousands and millions of years. Jagadanna Koti. Sastaprabha Prabhavato Jagadanna Koti. That is God's name. And there becoming God. As God. If you simply think of the creation of God, you can appreciate how great it is.
That's why it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
They say God is great, but they do not know how great He is. That is what then they do. Of course, those who are saying God is great, they are pious. And those who are saying they have God, how foolish. Therefore, I say that anyone who says I am God immediately kicks your shoes on his face. That's a cheater.
There's one of the disciples of Guru Maharaji, Bal Yogeshwar, is in Perth. They have their center here. And he's giving lectures daily. Many people are attending.
That he's God.
Well,
there was an article in the paper yesterday from India that says that the Indian court has banned Guru Maharaj from leaving India. They have issued an order that he must stay until the court is finished because his brother is suing. Because his brother published a photo showing Guru Maharaj embracing and kissing an American girl in the paper. And the so the Guru Maharaj published a picture of his brother doing the same thing. But they say it was a fake photo, so the court is holding him in India and they're having a legal battle suing each other to see who is God.
Seems like these demons who say that they are God, eventually they will end up destroying each other.
Yeah. has full stress, then grabs it. But even the sand is there also grabs. Now, as we have America combined together to win, that's the graduation.
This one article about scientists in the paper. It says Wonder Food will help control heart disease. They say they have a new food way of feeding bees and poultry, so that the food when they eat the bees won't give them heart attacks. They say if they feed them a special diet, they found it changes the cholesterol level in the bees. So if they eat it, they won't get heart attack like they used to. And it says the director of the National Heart Foundation, Ralph Reeder, said he believes the process was one of the most significant contributions in recent years toward controlling heart disease. It should not be taken lightly by skeptics. It is a world's first, he says.
Now they're also thinking that different types of meat cause cancer. Not only heart disease, but cancer.
Such a gain by bluffing. What have the scientists got to gain by bluffing us with these?
What material world means they want some material gain, some adoration, and some fame. Yes. This is material. So if by bluffing you, I get some material profit and adoration and fame by the name of Jesus. Everyone is doing
that. That's the cheating profession.
Yes. The material world have come to interest God. Adoration, fame, material profits. It's like this man, he has come to this country, he's getting money, he's getting all right, and becoming God among the poor. He's a businessman. That's right. But then, if I get all man money and adoration, is it not gain for
me? It's just like it and because he's poor.
But he doesn't think man means he wants all this. In this life, somebody is becoming God, somebody is becoming blah, blah, blah. Somebody is becoming scientist. Real purpose is this reason. Love to God. And our philosophy, we don't want anything of this. Yes, it is. Madhana, Sundari, Kavita. Sit, Arjuna, don't want. That is good. That's what you ask. One simple is the fastest one. This is art. They don't want this. That Krishna. They want the immediate Krishna. That is Krishna.
The PowerPoint. How many times when I'm seeing professors or students also, they seem to think that traditional Hinduism or whatever they think it is, they say just the Mayavadi philosophy or monist, they think this is traditional, and because there's so many translations of the Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads they've read, and they're all impersonal. So I was wondering, what is the best way to convince them that actually, that is not actually the original tradition of understanding?
How they're becoming foolish that they're reading Bhagavad Gita and they're accepting original tradition of the Mayavadi. Just today, original tradition of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Aham Vivasvati Yuruvam Prakrama, I said, I am Tarsana. How did that person accept him? Why did they read Bhagavad Gita? If they have got different theory, let them differently. They are cheating. Bhagavad Gita is popular. Therefore, they are taking advantage of Bhagavad Gita and pushing on him personally. But here the tradition begins, Aham Vivasvati Yuruvam. Well, so if they want to be cheated, willingly, who can say? They are reading Bhagavad Gita and deviating from the words of Bhagavad Gita. Then what is the meaning?
They don't know. They simply
are not that so that just. They are reading Bhagavad Gita. You must take the words of Bhagavad Gita while you are taking other words. Forgiveness you have got.
They think by majority. Most people think by
majority and minority doesn't matter. But why you should take Bhagavad Gita to establish your personal truth? That means you are cheating.
They think that's the meaning of Bhagavad Gita.
That's the meaning of?
That's what they think. They think because they've heard so many commentaries.
Why do they think? If I have written one book, my words are my meaning. Why you should be me? I shall keep on your text. What writes your work? You write another book. Why should you take my book and give your meaning? What is it?
These professors didn't write the books, but they read all these Swami this and that books, translations, and then they think, well, all these Swamis
say it's like that. That if you read one book, you must understand what the author says. Why should it bring something else to understand that book? What is it? If you want to say something else, write your own book or bring that book. Why you should take my book? If you want to smoke ganja, why should you take my hand? You have got your hand, you smoke ganja. What is this? I'll take your hand and smoke ganja.
But they say that we need the help of these different commentaries to understand that.
Why should you take Bhagavad Gita? There are different theories. Make your theories. But why should you make your theory on the basis of Bhagavad Gita?
Well, they say they want to study the Bhagavad Gita.
But that is not. If you study as it is.
They can't repent for it.
They don't know. They think we have to accept some these different formings. They are the authority.
Why you should? If you do not know Sanskrit, why don't you learn Sanskrit?
one who knows how to. What is this nonsense? I say, give me a glass of water. And he do not know Sanskrit. He says, no, it is not meant for him. It is meant for me.
But the professors aren't doing this.
They know they want to read. They want to read the Bhagavad Gita, so they're accepting his Mayavadi philosophy's interpretation.
Huh?
He's speaking of the professors, not of the ones writing Bhagavad Gita interpretation.
No, why Mala? Interpretation has to be required when you cannot understand. But when the things are understood very clearly, he said, we have been in two true sectors. That place is there for millions of years. And why one should interpret Kurukshetra means his body? Why should we accept this one? Kurukshetra is already there. Everyone is going. And if somebody interprets, no, Kurukshetra means his body. So why I shall be so foolish to accept this interpretation?
Well, people say that they're not sure whether it's a symbolic meaning or an actual meaning.
So that is your conjecture. But when you read me both, you should understand the wording of it. You cannot conjecture.
As they say, some of the
great literatures willingly they want to be confused.
So many great symbolic literatures.
It is different. You are seeing it green. If you interpret, it is not green. It is white. What is it? Can you interpret like this? It is green. And no, in my interpretation, it is white. What you are seeing, it is not actual thing. You can go on saying like that. But I am an ordinary man. I shall take it white.
That is the way of great writing. To write that is a great literary works that are done in that way.
We call it writing between the lines.
Yes.
There's some hidden meaning.
And so if Krishna was such a great philosopher, then naturally he would have also used the literary talents to write in between the lines.
Oh, yeah. He's become very good. Rapa. Yes. You don't touch it. All the Acharyas, they do know that. Those are authorities. Bad way, who did that? Except these foolish theories. Narada Narada, except that. Krishna Acharya, Acharya, Ramanusha, Shosham. Why can I expect good art class professors? Kick on their face. They have got authority.
I want to interpret Bhagavad Gita because I do not want to surrender to Krishna.
That is the idea. That is the real problem. They want to kill Krishna. That is the endeavor of the universe is responsible. That we shall kill Krishna. And ultimately they become kings. They are totally like
that. The whole idea of Indian history, of Vedic history, is completely perverted. When we say 5,000 years ago, Vyasadeva compiled this in writing, they say there was no civilization 5,000. They said only 2,000 years ago there were some tribes and they were not very moral and things like this. All completely nonsense. Because they misread the Bhagavata and things like this. And then they teach this, some of the students these crazy ideas. Not all of them, but I talk to some who teach like this.
Before you kindly give yourself, before you acquire the Krishna, you are a fighting soldier. Krishna is very much of this. So, you take Bhagavad Gita by your own interpretation, and I take Bhagavad Gita as it is,
So he's late. Who beside you? You, in that way. In your own way.
I don't think that's right.
I can't believe you.
Now, you're too far.
So who's correct? They say because so many others...
there are two parties, that's all.
Mm. Others mean
one who interprets, there is one party. And there is one party. Does not.
They say
he's correct.
They say we are right because we are more.
Huh?
They say we are many. And
many actors mean there is an opinion. Many actors mean some opinion. Is that opinion?
They say so. They say we have PhD and we have more, there are so many Swamis and things like this.
Majority.
Democracy.
Huh?
Democratic.
Message.
The results will show.
That democracy is the
illumination of civilization. But actually, many of them appreciate the actual translation because it's so much more clear. It's just that before they didn't read it. Many of them, now they're reading it, they appreciate it very much.
Want to remain in the minority. Don't want to be in the minority.
Actually, these professors aren't interested in spiritual life. They're just thinking. They're just thinking thoughts, but they're not interested in spiritual life either. Like, they don't follow the other commentaries.
They consider spiritual life as a simply a department of philosophy.
Take that.
Yes.
Spiritual life is reality. They do not understand. They take it as something. Mental.
Sometimes if we go out to preach and we go away from the association of devotees, what can we do to make sure that we remain
at least two? Don't go alone. Get in the system and go to pray You must go at least two. What will more than two? Don't go alone. That is not the system.
Did
Guru Maharaj cannot go back to India?
No, he cannot leave India. He went to India to struggle with his brother and mother.
Now
the court says you cannot leave India until we've settled it. They've issued a court order not to leave India.
He is the complainant.
Originally, the story was something that the father started the whole movement, and then he died.
He was a great cheat.
Yes. And his wife cheated. She wanted to carry it on, and her eldest son was named God, or the leader. And
But she thought that this Guru Maharaj was better, more appealing to the people. So she changed and said, he can be the leader. Then he started the Western movement, and then he began, and she noticed that he was becoming playboy instead of God. And so she began the trouble in India, and she claimed that he was no longer suitable because he was eating meat and intoxication and becoming a playboy, all these things, dancing. So she started the trouble in India, and she wants to reinstate the older brother as the leader and take away this, the younger one, Guru Maharaj. So that's how the trouble started.
Her business may go on.
Yes, because
she tracks the younger son. Basically, he's fully on. Now,
actually, he was a good investment. She made a lot of money on the younger son. Probably more than she would have on this older one. But the older one is not so attractive. Kind of ugly. This younger one is very
attractive.
Kind of cute. Everyone thought he was cute. Young, fat.
So now he was gone to India to try to win the battle. And in the course he's been sued, and the court order says he must stay until the suit is finished.
When the movement first came out to Australia, about 3 or 4 years ago, one of his disciples, who was a girl, she came through Perth. And at that time, I was arguing Bhagavad Gita with her, but she could not understand. She could not see that it was Krishna to surrender to, and not Guru Maharaj.
Whenever we place a good argument with him, they say, yes, but all these words are just words, and actually it's beyond words. The truth is beyond words, so never mind.
You are talking words.
They should not talk anything.
You stop your problem. Because we are not beyond. You are talking like me.
The absolute truth is beyond words. That way we don't have to explain anything.
We
about
don't
it.
Say beyond words. You say. But you are talking. That's what we cannot speak about our scripture.
Well, they don't. They don't. They don't. They only talk nonsense. They don't like to argue about the absolute truth. They only talk nonsense. Well, they hold a meeting and they say, you come to us and take knowledge.
That
is words. They say it's something else.
You are using words, can't you? Why do you say beyond words? The word is helping you.
Well, they say the actual knowledge is beyond words. You come and take knowledge from us. And
the beginning is words. So, where is the absolute knowledge?
They say that you have to take from it. If you ask them to describe it, they say, no, you have
to take the blockage.
Better to.
Yes.
So,
what is this? It is useless.
Stop.
Yeah.
God is determined by the word of God. He has no power to decide the word of God.
The judge will judge him.
And he's God.
Yeah. He will probably bribe the judge. That will be the real person. Because he's so rich, he can pay the judge a few million rupees, and the judge will say, yes, yes, he is done. By court rule.
Then the other party goes, happy. Married. man being just the Supreme Court of Lord.
I'm not sure. Actually, the judgment is whether or not he put a false picture in the newspaper of his brother with a girl. And the older brother is claiming that first he put a picture in the paper showing the younger Guru Maharaji kissing an American girl. So Guru Maharaji put another counter photo showing his older brother with an American girl. So the suit is over whether this second picture is a real picture or is it artificially made. That's what the court will decide.
Oh, that is the suit.
Yes.
In other words, the case is the court cannot kiss an American girl. Is that the case?
Well, not in public. The mother's claim is that the Guru Maharaji is not fit to be the leader now.
Because he has kissed one American girl?
Yes.
Not one.
No, many.
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 His character in general has degraded.
That's the initiation.
She says he has fallen down, and this is evidence.
That means kissing an American girl is hard. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Why it is falling down? Krishna, he kissed so many gopis, he can defend them.
He may do that.
Huh?
Maharaji may do that.
Do that.
But he cannot do anything like lift Govardhan Hill or have 16,000 watts.
That is both for them. Let them eat only 1 month wage. Then they will come. But they cannot do either of them. That is important. They have not killed any demons. They are taking advantage of the foolishness of some people.
The only quality they have exhibited is expertness in cheating. That is their qualification.
Excellent. Because so many of them are saying that I am God, they become envious of one another and then they fight and oppose each other.
God's country.
And then everyone can see that they're simply in the trailer.
Not only he, but there are many other men. All of them.
Didn't Bhaktivinoda Thakur do that once?
Yes.
What was the penalty that he...
He moved him to the jail for 6 months.
Oh.
And he died.
Oh.
He took what? Because after coming out of the jail, he could not believe it.
also a tundra.
Charcoal?
Charcoal, yes.
Yes.